The news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Gormanston Army Camp in County Meath will begin accommodating 150 Ukrainian refugees from today. The government has said people will stay in the tented accommodation, which has a capacity for around 350 people for a maximum of a week. Angus Cox reports.
Since the end of February, around 43,000 Ukrainian refugees have arrived into Ireland. And the opening of Gormanston to Ukrainians follows difficulties in sourcing state-provided accommodation for new arrivals. This led to over 300 people staying at the old terminal building at Dublin Airport last week. People will stay in large military marquee tents at Gormanston, with 16 people per tent. There are shower and toilet facilities on site. Minister for Integration Roderick O'Gorman has said that Ukrainian refugees housed there will stay for a maximum of 1 week and that it's not envisaged to be a long-term facility. An additional transit hub for new arrivals, similar to the existing facility at City West, is expected to open in the coming weeks, while the government says the first refurbished buildings from the Department of Housing will be ready this week to accommodate an additional 500 people.
Refugees travelling to Ireland from 20 European countries will from today be required to hold visas. The measure agreed by Cabinet yesterday will tighten immigration rules amid an accommodation shortage for refugees. Visa-free travel will still be available to Ukrainian nationals under the changes, which will be in place for 1 year. Met Éireann has said another hot day is in store, with temperatures forecast to be in the mid to late 20s. The excessive heat throughout Europe is raising fears of a drought and reduction in crop yields. Saoirse McGarrigle reports.
The heat wave engulfing Europe has resulted in record high temperatures in the west of the continent. A high temperature warning had been issued for Leinster and will remain in place until this evening. Yesterday, Ireland recorded its highest temperature in 135 years, with a reading of 33 degrees taken at the Met Éireann weather station in the Phoenix Park in Dublin. Many other weather stations around the country also recorded temperatures above 30 degrees. The emergency services in southwestern France are tackling two wildfires spreading across the country's Atlantic coast. More than 30,000 people have been forced to leave their homes near Bordeaux, and large areas of forest have been destroyed. Wildfires are also raging in Croatia, Greece, Portugal and Spain. Researchers at the European Commission have warned that nearly half of the EU's territory is currently at risk of drought.
The construction of a large film studio in the Midlands has been granted planning approval. Westmeath County Council granted planning permission for the Hammer Lake Studios project in Mullingar. The facility is expected to give employment to more than 1,000 people. Our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.
The decision by Westmeath County Council to grant planning permission for this film production facility on a 25-acre site outside Mullingar is a significant step forward for this project. Hammer Lake Studios says it will produce movies and shows for the global market and will create over 1,000 jobs. 300 construction staff will be employed during the building phase. The consortium behind the investment includes Irish and UK film industry experts who have worked at Universal Pictures, Disney and Troy Studios. The planning permission is subject to a vote by local councillors in September. Mullingar Chamber of Commerce has hailed the project as transformative for the Midlands region, saying it underlines Mullingar's position as a good investment location. Sinead Hussey, RTÉ News, Mullingar.
And now the weather.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be largely dry at first with bright spells. It'll become cloudier this morning with showers spreading from the west during the day. Some may be thundery. It'll be warm in the eastern half of the country today with highest temperatures ranging from 22 to 28 degrees. Elsewhere, highest temperatures will range from 16 to 22 degrees.